Picture Perfect AI from American Public Media. This is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Dramali. AI has shaken up a number of industries, and fashion modeling is no exception. AI-generated images are quicker and cheaper to produce. While some models and agencies are embracing the technology, critics call it a slippery slope. They want to see more protections for the image rights of people in the industry. The BBC's Sam Gruet has more.
It's backstage at London Fashion Week, and makeup artists and hairdressers are preparing models for the runway.
That's fine.
The show, by designer Sinead O'Dwyer, is using a diverse group of models. Most are plus size. One is in a wheelchair. But it's new tech that some say is threatening all of this, particularly diversity.
OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, is out with another tool.
Uses artificial intelligence to instantly create videos up to 60 seconds long.
So I'm looking at two images side by side. The first is of London-based fashion model Alexandra. Her long hair is slicked back and she's wearing gold earrings. The second picture I've got is also of Alexandra, but it's a bit different. She's got different clothes on, but it's unmistakably her. Or is it?
They looked exactly like me. I was like, I didn't do these pictures.
Alexandra has had a virtual AI-generated version of herself created, which she hopes she'll be able to monetize.
So a third party would approach Cameron.
She's talking about Cameron Wilson, who runs AI and 3D modeling agency The Digitals and created Alexandra's AI.
And Cameron would just come back to me and say, look, a client is looking for an AI version. Are you okay with it? And then bang, here we go. We've got a digital campaign.
To create an AI version of a person or model, all you need is about 40 to 60 great images of that person.
That's Cameron.
And then we take those images and we layer them with different backdrops and different clothing.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Dramali. We're back with the BBC's Sam Gruet.
Cameron's company found its first taste of global success when it created the world's first digital supermodel, Shudu.
They say seeing is believing, but actually what you're seeing defies that logic. Just last week, Shudu debuted her first fashion editorial with women's wear.
At the time that I created Shudu, it created a huge amount of comment, you know, about how a white person could create a black virtual character and something that I wasn't necessarily thinking about at all when I created Shudu. You know, I was just creating a beautiful female character.
Cameron says the backlash has shaped their latest work with Alexandra, who's paid to have her image used in any campaigns or photo shoots her AI twin appears in.
We're trying to show businesses, brands, magazines that they can still use AI and real models together. So yeah, just trying to encourage the fair use of AI rather than, you know, the doom and gloom, seeing it kind of take away jobs.
But it's back here in real life, where critics say AI could be damaging.
All this work has been done over the last few years with diversity.
Josephine Markham-Webster is a former model turned modelling agency boss.
It's not a real dress size, it's not real skin, it's not real beauty. I think it's going to be damaging towards the way that they think they should be seen in an image.
She's worried using AI will take the modelling industry back to using images of idealised models rather than continuing to push to bring in men and women of different body shapes, sizes and looks.
That was the BBC's Sam Gruet. I'm Lily Dramali and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.